Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, so if you were going to guess, where would you think it was a safer to live? Caracas, Venezuela, or Baghdad, Iraq? Todd?
I mean, I gotta guess Caracas at this point.
Well, actually, the answer is Baghdad. You're four times less likely to be murdered in Baghdad than in Caracas. That
really?
Is stunning, but let's figure this out with the BBC's Vladimir Hernandez, who is Venezuelan. Good morning.
Hello, good morning to you.
Tell us about these numbers and what is behind them.
Well, it's a crime rate that has gone up in the last 10 to 15 years, and I suppose what many NGOs are saying is that this is due to a lack of policing efforts and also to the rise in population, and that many, many marginal areas, there is a rise in the number of illegal guns that are in the hands of population. So the rates are, yeah, they're quite shocking.
Well, I mean, they are. I mean, we're talking about a country that has roughly the same population as Iraq, which is why they make the comparison. But in Venezuela in 2009, the number of murders was above 16,000. I mean, that's more than the deaths in Mexico because of the drug war going on there. That just seems astounding.
Well, the interesting thing as well is that this does not get reported as the drug war in Mexico as well. And some NGOs are also saying that these figures, because the government does not give official statistics for the last 2 or 3 years because they don't want them to be mixed inside the political sphere that is in Venezuela. So some NGOs are saying that even the figures could be even higher.
Well, I mean, how do the public react to this? Are they just getting inured to it?
Well, the thing is that the Venezuelan population, not now, but since many years, they've been sort of, you know, they've been accustomed to this, and therefore they've prepared themselves. If you go to a city like Caracas, and not only Caracas, the rest of the big cities in the country, people are basically, you know, homed in. Like, they've got fences, they're taking measures, don't go out alone, do this, don't go this way, don't go that area. So they've, in a way, sort of prepare themselves for this, but it is a hard environment to live in, considering all the violence that you can see.
And I understand that a newspaper there has been ordered to stop publishing images of violence. Is that to kind of cover up for the government, or is that because they feel like it's just too much?
Well, it was a bit in your face, in a way, if you can put it that way. The newspaper came out to try to highlight a problem, which is a problem of every day. It's not once in a while. It's just that these statistics are on a daily basis. And they published this photograph, which was very controversial because it was taken sort of by an undercover photograph inside a mortuary. And, well, that just brought out a huge reaction from the government, who thought that they should protect the rights of the children, who shouldn't be seeing pictures like this. But this is things that the population sees every day, really.
It was a photo of a dozen victims of murder in one of the city's largest morgues.
Yeah,
12 of them.
It's a very graphic picture, and that led to a court actually trying to impede the publication of this type of material. But this is a very big debate in Venezuela, nonetheless.
Well, and the government has plans to do new things to try and stop it?
Well, they're talking about a sort of a passive approach to the problem, with more dialogue and less of a repressive approach. So it remains to be seen if that's going to be the way forward.
Okay, the BBC's Vladimir Hernandez reporting on the problem in Caracas with murders in 2009. In Venezuela that year, the numbers of murders was above 16,000.